My name is Indira and I see the world through educational lenses because it allows me questioning, debating, making research, but above all things, it allows me enjoying the world. I am focused on bilingual education. However, we could talk about cultures, professional and academic experiences, and even about traveling. Welcome to La Bitácora Bilingüe. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being listening to my podcast, Bitácora Bilingüe. This is our 7th episode, and I am super excited because today I have 2 different interviewees who are experts about bilingual education. They have been working a lot in the world language education and in the dual language immersion programs, and they are going to share with all of us their expertise about this topic. FLANC is a conference that is really important in North Carolina, but I'm not going to be the one who is going to explain this information. I have 2 strong and intelligent women who are going to be answering some questions or some doubts that you have about this conference. So let's start. I am going to let them introduce by themselves.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carmen Scoggins, and I am a Spanish teacher in Boone, North Carolina, which is in the northern western corner of North Carolina. I teach high school Spanish all day, typically levels 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. And then I go to Appalachian State University in the afternoons, where I co-teach the World Language Methodology class for future language educators.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Scoggins, for being here in my podcast. I know that the teachers are going to learn a lot from the world language perspective that FLANC has. Now we have our second interviewee.
Hi, everyone. My name is Charlotte Hancock, and I'm a PhD student and grad assistant at UNCC, where my research focuses primarily on world language, dual languages, and culturally and linguistically diverse students. I am a former high school Spanish teacher and elementary school dual language teacher and coordinator, and I am currently the dual language immersion representative for FLANC.
Wow, this is really exciting. I cannot believe that both of you are part now of my podcast. The reason why I invited both of you is because even though both have been part of FLANC, each one has a different perspective or a different vision about this conference. I know that Mrs. Scoggins, you know more about the world language perspective. And on the other side, Mrs. Hancock, you know more about the dual language part. So I am going to ask you some questions, and the idea is that each one of you could answer, please, from your own experience. It could be the DLI or the world language perspective. So we are going to start with Mrs. Scoggins. Mrs. Scoggins, what is FLANC?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because FLANC is literally my second home. FLANC stands for the Foreign Language Association of North Carolina, and it is our state world language association. And FLANC, I attended my first FLANC in 1994. Okay. As a first year, I know, before you guys were born, as a first year teacher. And I started presenting at FLANC in 1995, and mm-hmm. I've been presenting ever since. I haven't missed a conference in 26 years. Whoa. Of teaching, because that's how valuable going to this conference every year is. FLANC just represents everything that's good about having a network of teachers to come together. Mm-hmm. So there's typically a fall conference every year, and teachers come from all across the state. Mm-hmm. FLANC usually happens in the Winston-Salem area, sometimes around Durham. It just depends okay. on what year it is. And teachers come and they bring ideas and they share and they just are together and they share passionate things that only they understand, because it's tough being a teacher sometimes. And it's great to be with a group of people who are just as passionate about teaching languages as you are.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mrs. Scoggins. Now, from the dual language perspective, I have a question for you, Mrs. Hancock. What is FLANK?
FLANK is a wonderful organization that is basically pulled dual language under their umbrella because it focuses on foreign language or world language, but dual language is part of that. Mm-hmm. And so FLANK has worked very hard over the years to pull in dual language as it's grown in popularity and in numbers in North Carolina.
Okay.
So while in the past we had some extra seminars in the spring with the state, now that's incorporated into FLANK Spring Conference. And over the last few years, we've also seen a huge growth in the amount of presentations included in the fall conference as well for dual language. And so from the dual language side of it, I am so super thrilled that we have this home with FLANK,
mm-hmm.
and that educators from across the state, we even have educators coming from other states to our conferences,
okay.
because there's this demand, there's this need. We need this professional development in the dual language world. It is a very challenging field. There's a lot of different moving parts to consider. It's not just the world language. We also are looking at ESL, and we're looking at the elementary standards. There's a lot on teachers' plates when they come in and start teaching in dual language. And so FLANK is phenomenal in the sense that we provide that professional development mm-hmm. for educators to help guide everyone as they're getting accustomed to this role.
Okay, now that you mentioned that high demand that we have in the DLA programs, do you know why do we have that high demand in this area specifically of United States?
Sure, in the sense that people want to be part of the program?
Yes.
Great question. So a lot of the research talks and implies the really great benefits that we get from dual language programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the word has gotten out about these programs, more and more parents want to put their children into them. We know that it increases cognitive development to be bilingual. We know that we see higher academic success with students. And we also are realizing how important this is for cultural awareness mm-hmm. and for students to get to know people from different cultures. And North Carolina is one of the leading states in the nation mm-hmm. for the rise in numbers of dual language programs. We have at the state level an initiative that really has pushed forward this growth of dual language. So on top of the fact that there's this demand, we're also able as a state to start to increase these numbers. That's a goal of the state. And so that makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
My ultimate goal would be one day every student in the United States has access to a dual language program if
yes.
they want to join it. So I'm glad to see that the numbers are rising so much and that the state is dedicated to increasing access to dual language.
Okay, so now that we know what FLANK is, I would like to ask you, how are the steps that teachers need to follow if they would like to be an attendee or maybe a presenter in FLANK? I know that most of my audience, they are DLI teachers. However, at the same time, we can find some administrators or some teachers who are part of the world language education. So, Mrs. Scoggins, could you explain us a little bit more about the process for being a participant in FLANK, please?
Well, the first thing you can do is just attend. Like I said, there's always a fall conference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got involved kind of by mistake in 1996. Someone asked me if I would like to join the board,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay. And then that went on for 10 years.
Okay.
And in 1999, I was the president of FLANK. So I was pretty young. I was still a new teacher. I was teaching K-8 elementary and middle school Spanish. I had no idea what I was doing, and it was the best thing ever. It got me involved right away in becoming a teacher leader, which I think was huge. But if you are just interested in learning new ideas and coming together with other language teachers, then the Fall Flank Conference is for you. So you just go to their website, mm-hmm. flank.org, and there's always information about the next upcoming conference. So you can register for that. You can become a member of Flank. Membership is only like $30. And then, of course, the Fall Conference, you would register for that and then go stay in the hotel and kind of get pampered a little bit while you get to go around and attend different workshops and sessions.
Okay, but that's the only option that teachers have, just being an attendee, or they could be a presenter too?
Oh, yes, they can be a presenter, of course. So if you have something to share, I am a firm believer in giving back. Like I said, I've been presenting at Flank for about 25 years. And again, it's where I feel most comfortable. I present all across the country, but when I'm at Flank, I'm like, yeah, I'm with my people, you know, yes. I'm at home. And you can also just look for different emails or social media blasts when they do a call for proposals. That usually happens in about January or February of each year. And then mm-hmm. you figure out what you want to talk about, and then you type it up, and it's a form actually, and mm-hmm. you would submit that and then wait and see if you get accepted.
Thank you so much for this information. Mrs. Hancock, would you like to add something else?
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope that this coming fall, we have the largest number of dual language educators we've ever seen attend Flank. Okay. A lot of it's just getting the word out. So I'm so thankful for this opportunity today and that you're helping get this word out to dual language educators. So my recommendation would be to start by coming to the fall conference. That currently it's going to be face-to-face in Winston-Salem, October 9th and 10th, okay. Depending on what happens with the situation, we mm-hmm. perhaps could be virtual. However, I would look into that on flank.org. We have already, you can go ahead and register for this conference. It's always been, in my opinion, a very great price, especially for what you're getting for it. And it's such a great place to network as well once you're there. So if you're just starting out in dual language field and you're not really sure what it all entails, you could start by coming to the fall conference, getting to know people or bringing a group with you. Okay. And then basically, we have, for every fall, we have an open call for proposals. So that has already closed for this fall conference, but I highly encourage dual language educators to continue to look on the website for when that open proposals will come out for the following fall. We'll have the spring conference in between, which has a heavy focus on dual language as well.
Okay.
We don't typically have open proposals for the spring, but we do for the fall. And so I really encourage everyone that is comfortable and wants to present to put in that proposal so we continue to increase these dual language presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're not really sure if you're ready to present or you're not 100% comfortable, coming to the fall conference is a great start. You can see how it's done. And you also can find someone and connect with someone that maybe has some experience presenting that can kind of help you your first time. Mm-hmm. I know for me, the first time I ever presented, somebody very experienced asked me to co-present. And now I feel comfortable to present on my own, but I didn't at first. And so I think we all have to realize that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be nervous. You're yes. always going to feel like you don't know enough, but people want to hear from you. If you have experience teaching in a dual language program in the US, you have a wealth of knowledge that others can learn from you. And so that's how you can present, that's how you can attend. In the spring, in February, it's already posted on the website, February 27th will be our spring conference at ECU.
Okay.
And then it actually has all the dates that are coming in the next year or so. So you can kind of go ahead and mark your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you register for the fall conference, you also are paying a membership fee. So you also then receive emails from Flank. So you would also then receive the emails that say, hey, open proposals are coming. Mm-hmm. And that would also help keep you in the loop. But if you're not a member, you can always look on the website to see when that comes. I know this past year, we had open proposals the first part of the year that ended right around the time of the spring conference for that following fall.
Oh.
And people can always email me too. I'm here to help. I'm here to support. I'm here to guide. I'm here to help you build your confidence and to motivate you. So you can always reach out to me. for ideas, like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe presenting this, you know, can you give me some guidance? I'm here for that. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, you were saying that the first time that you were a presenter, well, you participate as a co-presenter. So is there a specific limit of the number of co-presenters that could be in a presentation?
So typically what we see is one presenter and one co-presenter, or maybe two co-presenters is what we typically see.
Okay.
I've seen larger if there's a panel, but typically you see one presenter and two co-presenters.
Okay.
It's probably the largest I've seen. Some people choose to present on their own, or they just choose to present and have one person come with them.
Okay.
It kind of varies.
Okay, and for example, if I want to be a presenter, could I do my presentation in Spanish or in English, or there is just a specific language that I have to present?
Great question. So that is something when you put in the proposal for the presentation, it will say, in what language do you want to present?
Okay.
And so you put that in your proposal. And so even this past spring, we had sessions that from dual language educators that were in English, and we also had one that was in Spanish. And so that is an option. It limits the audience in a way, so only dual language educators that perhaps understand that language would be able to benefit from your session.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want dual language educators from all languages to benefit from it, then you may want to consider presenting in English. However, I totally understand the comfort level that comes with presenting in your native language.
Yes.
So if that's something that's important to you, because you know that will bring you comfort level, and you know that perhaps there's a large group of audience that would prefer to have a presentation in a different language, that's also beneficial. So it's optional. That's definitely something that's a consideration that you're able to do with Flank, which is wonderful.
Okay, so dear colleagues, now that we know what Flank is, and now that we know the steps for being part of this wonderful conference, I would like to share with you something that is part of my professional background, and is that I had the opportunity to attend Flank as a presenter, but at the same time, a few years ago, I was an attendee. And I know that a part of the sessions that they offer in the conference, there are some visits that you could have in different schools. So I don't know if maybe Mrs. Hancock, could you explain us a little bit more about these visits that teachers could have before they attend the sessions in Flank, please?
Yes, absolutely. So in the spring, what we've done is we have tried to collaborate with local school districts around where our spring conference is located. And we've asked if they're willing to open their doors for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had great experiences in the past with districts being willing to do that. We had this past spring, the ability to go into Charlotte Mecklenburg, Union, and Cabarrus, which was phenomenal. We had a wide range of schools that people could visit. And so that's the goal moving forward, is if we're able, if we can, we would love to combine these school visits with the spring conference,
mm-hmm.
just so that others can learn from one another. We're all in this together, we're all learning. And so it's great to be able to go into different school buildings in different regions and see exactly how things are being done.
Yes, my personal opinion and my personal experience, I could tell you for sure that this is just great. You learn a lot, and when you visit different schools, you see like the real world, because the students are there, teachers are there, you could see the materials that they use, all of those resources that sometimes as DLI teachers, there is a lack of material. So we start creating like teachers teams, and we could start sharing what we know and ideas and different kind of knowledge that is really worthy for our profession. Now,
yes.
I would like to ask you, what benefits do you consider that the DLI teachers could have if they attend Flank?
Yes, great question. So I think there is a wealth of benefits to attending Flank. So from someone that's taught in both the world language field and the dual language field, I see how they merge. I see how these educators from both realms can learn from one another. And so dual language is more content based, while world language is attacking it more of second language type of acquisition. But in the end, the standards overlap. They're the same. We have our world language standards for North Carolina, and we need content in both. And we need to work with students acquiring a second language in both. And so different activities, different strategies that we're using in the dual language classroom can be utilized in the world language classroom. And the same with world language educators can learn from dual language educators. And so I love the conference being with both fields, because I can go into different sessions and I can pull so much information that then I can tailor to my own classroom. I know having that benefit of the background of both makes me a stronger educator, because I just have more wealth of knowledge. And we have phenomenal presenters that come to Flank. And so just to be able to learn from one another. And as you mentioned, you also get that opportunity to meet other educators from other schools and other districts. And so you can provide a support system where you can also start to connect with one another, share resources with one another. As you mentioned, that is a huge challenge in dual language, is having just the right amount of resources. But if there have been others that have found this resource goes with this standard, for example, and they say, oh, I have this, this is where you can access it, this is where you can find it. I mean, why reinvent the wheel, right? We can help one another. And so the benefits would be that you get to network, you get to meet other people in both plural language and dual language, and that you also get to go to different sessions that you can bring something back to learn, regardless if it's the world language or the dual language. And I would say, because dual language is so content-based heavy, sometimes that aspect of increasing proficiency in the second language for students isn't always a focus, but it should be still a focus. And so to go into a world language session, for example, and learn how they get students talking, right? They get them talking in their in the partner language. You can say, oh, this is a great way that I could get students talking in the dual language classroom, and I could connect it with the content this way. And in the same way, we have connecting to other disciplines, and we have to focus on content in the world language classroom. So if we can go and see how dual language teachers are doing this with content, we can take that back to the world language field and say, oh, this is such a great way to infuse the connection to other disciplines.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Hancock. Now, I have the same question for you, Mrs. Coggins. What do you think that are the benefits that teachers could receive or could have if they have the opportunity to attend Flank?
Absolutely. Anyone who comes, of course, it's Flank is designed for educators or probably administrators. Occasionally, maybe some parents come. We have a thing called Project Cafe, which is calling all future educators, and kids are recognized as being as considering teaching a world language as a future career. And then their parents come and everybody celebrates them, and we clap and everything. But as far as attending sessions and workshops, I definitely think as a teacher or administrator, you'll find some benefit. Again, it's all about making connections with colleagues across the state. I've been blessed to be part of Flank for so long that I really know a lot of teachers in the state. So if I need an idea, I can just email somebody and say, oh, yeah, I saw a session from this teacher in, you know, Charlotte, and I know I can email that person and she'll give me some advice. So it's all about really, it's about making those connections. Like I said, Flank is a giant family. So once you begin to come with regularity, then you just feel part of something. You have to remember that you're not in this profession alone. And I think that's what Flank gives us, that place to always come back to and to be rejuvenated and revitalized every fall. And they also offer a spring conference. Typically what will happen is the top 10 or so sessions from the fall conference are repeated again in the spring in different areas of the state. So if you can't get to the fall conference, the spring conference might be an option for you. Yeah, so I suggest you come just for collaboration, for collegiality. You stay, again, you stay connected with what's going on in North Carolina, again, because we're all in this together.
Now that you mentioned that part, I know that this flank, the flank is part of North Carolina, but there are teachers that maybe they live in Virginia or in South Carolina. Could they attend this kind of conference?
Absolutely. So some teachers that live close to North Carolina come to Flank. Flank has a great reputation for being just a really excellent state conference. Again, it's an association, but the main focus is the conference, because that's sort of what they do. They just put this together for teachers. But for example, Virginia has their own state association, the Foreign Language Association of Virginia, FLAVA is their acronym, and South Carolina has the same kind of thing going on in their state. And Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, along with about 11 other states, are all part of a regional called SCOLT, which is the Southern Conference on Language Teaching. And that's a 13-state region. And I'm actually the past president right now of SCOLT. So that just gives you an even broader perspective of connecting with teachers from across our whole region.
Well, as you can evidence, these kind of conferences give us a lot of benefits as teachers, and well, even administrators, parents, all the attendees who would like to be part of this conference, they are more than welcome. I consider that the most important part of this conference is the opportunity that we have to reflect about our own practices. So I don't know if maybe Mrs. Coggins, you would like to add something else related to this topic?
Absolutely. It's that whole reflection piece, I think, that happens. There's a quote by John Dewey that says, we don't actually learn from experiences, we learn from reflecting on our experiences. So you go to the conference, you get all this information, and then you get back home with your own students and you think, wow, I can take these ideas and use them in my classroom on Monday. And that's what every teacher wants. They want to feel part of something. They want to feel connected to something. And that's what Flank offers every year, at least once or twice a year. So it's amazing.
Yeah, well, I am really thankful that I could share with you this really short interview. I know that all of the teachers who are listening to this podcast, they are really, really happy, because this information is super important. Sometimes when we arrive to the United States, because most of us, we come from other places, from other countries, we don't know about the opportunities that we have for learning. Yes, as Mrs. Scoggins was telling us, reflection is a super basic and relevant process that we need to have in mind every day of our professional life. If we don't reflect about what we do, we are just losing opportunities for being better. So, now, Mrs. Hancock, do you like to add something else, or would you like to tell something to the DLI teachers?
Well, I just really appreciate this opportunity. Again, I just hope to see more dual language educators at the Flank conferences in the fall and the spring. We're here to support you. Again, I know the challenges that you face. I know how difficult it can be on top of just becoming adjusted to being in a different country for many of our international teachers. And so I just want to make sure that you all know we're here to support you. We're here to provide that support to help you be successful.
Okay, Mrs. Hancock, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I know that this is really important for all of this audience. And as I told you, most of them, they are DLI teachers. And I am completely sure that they are going to be contact you. Okay, so thank you so much.
Wonderful. I hope to see more dual language educators at the conference, and I hope to see more becoming presenters over the coming years, because you have so much that you can share with us and that we can learn from. So thank you for this time. Thank you for helping get the word out, and just congratulations for all that you're doing. You're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Mrs. Coggins. I really appreciate your time and the expertise that you shared with all of us. I hope that we could continue in contact. And as I already said, I am completely sure that the teachers are going to enjoy all of the information that both of you share with all of us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I think what you're doing with the podcast is a fabulous idea. And I hope to see you all at Flank in the future. And if you make it, come up and say hi to me.
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You so much.
I really hope that you could learn from this 7th episode. As I said at the beginning, it was an honor to have these two educators in my podcast, Bitácora Bilingüe. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram at Bitácora Bilingüe. Or if you prefer, you can follow me on Twitter. You can find me as at isoto28. Thank you so much for your time and have a good day.